Continuing on the discussion about the 14 points of seeing Krishna, mentioned by Vishnu Chakravartipad in the first canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 2, in his text of 21. And we describe those 14 points, beginning with Sukriti, developed by associating with sadhus and serving them, and then going on to getting Shraddha and taking shelter of Guru because of that Shraddha, faith in Vaishnavas and faith in Bhakti itself, and faith in Shastra and Krishna, then one surrenders to Guru, Guru Parashraya, and begins bhajan, bhajana kriya, nartha nivritti, and becomes free from bad qualities, nashtra prayesha, bhadreshu, then he becomes nartha nivritti, then steady, then he gets taste for devotion. And then, so that's the tattva, that's the philosophy, the gyan. So what's the realization of that gyan? There's a story by the story of Narada Muni himself, which he's narrating to Vyasadeva, which is a very interesting story. This is in chapter 6 of the first canto, where he's telling his disciple how he became self-realized. Like a disciple might say, well, Guruji, how did you become self-realized? Have you seen God? And if you have, then you can tell them how it happened. And if you haven't, then you can say, well, like Prabhupada was asked the same question several times by reporters. Swamiji, have you seen God? And Prabhupada said, if I say yes, then how will you know? And if I say no, how will you know? Is there any way for you to verify whether what I'm saying is, whether I'm lying or whether it's true or not? So this is it's really, the question is not so relevant to you as a person. If I've seen God, what if I say yes, I've seen God, and that's great for me, but how does it help you? And if I say no, then what is the benefit? Either way is no benefit to you. So rather you should ask questions, how can I get free from death? Death is all around me, and death is waiting to grab me at any moment. Is there any way I can get free from death? So the story of Narada Muni is very interesting because he's explaining, yes, disciple, yes, Vyasadeva, I was a sadhaka, I was a conditioned soul, I was a son of Sudrani, then I served great Mahants during the Chaturmasya, and I got their Mahant Kripa, and then I got faith in them, and devotees in general, and God, and in the path of bhakti, then I searched everywhere for God, and following the teachings and instructions they had given me, and chanting mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, and other mantras they told me, and eventually I had darshan, and that's what he's telling in these verses. I had darshan of the Lord as the fruit of my meditation. So then he became self-realized. He became qualified to be the guru. He became a tatvadarshi. Tavidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevya padakshanti te gyanam gyaninas tatvadarshana. One has to see the truth. There's different ways you can see the philosophy. But it's actually seeing the truth means seeing the personality of Godhead, because he is the fullest manifestation of the absolute truth. Vedantis, knowers, those who know the Veda, know the end of the Vedas, Vedantis, those who actually know the Vedas, they have concluded the absolute truth can be understood in three forms, Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Bhagavan iti shabhyate. Krishna's two Bhagavan swayam. So he's telling the whole setting, here's how it goes. Yesterday, I was wandering through the jungles, and I was wandering through the forest, and there were tigers and snakes and jackals, and it's very dangerous. And then one day, I sat under the shadow of a peepal tree. Tasmin nirmanu jay ranye anaranya nirmanu, nirman, man anuju. There was no man, there was no people with me, I was all alone. People of Pashta Ashrita. I took shelter, I sat underneath, in the middle of that forest, in that dangerous jungle, I sat under a peepal tree. Krishna says, I'm all the trees and the peepal tree. So that tree itself is representing Bhagavan. It's his vibhuti. God is actually there. And he tells, and then Narada said, after that, under the shade of a banyan tree, specifically a peepal tree, in an uninhabited forest, I began to meditate upon the super soul situated within using my intelligence. Atman atmanam atman atmastam yata shutam achintayan. As I had learned from liberated souls. Yata shutam achintayan. So he continually thought over what he had heard. Shutam. Shutam, what he had heard from those liberated souls, those Mahabhagavats that he served for 4 months. He had 4 months continuous association. He heard from them regularly. So they gave many instructions on bhajan, on sambandha gyan, and abhideya, and prayojan. And now he's putting it all into practice after his mother died. He basically took sannyas and started wandering all around. So now the next verse. Dayatashchananam bhojam bhava nirjita chetasa Outkantyashu kalakshashya ridyasin meshaner hari bhava nirjita. I started meditating charanambhojam upon the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead in my heart. And I became transformed by that meditation. I became transformed bhava nirjita chetasa. All my chitta, all my mental activities, thinking, feeling, willing, they became full of bhav. And then, outkanta means great eagerness, or utkanta. Great eagerness, I developed so much intense eagerness, and tears were rolling, and great eagerness, and that eagerness, and that great overwhelming feelings were rising in my heart through the absorption of meditation. I became very eager to see the Lord. And I could just feel that he was around the corner. I could see him. I started crying in anticipation, crying and wailing and weeping. And my consciousness became transformed. Tears rolled down from my eyes. And without delay, Ridyasin me shaner hari. Shane means without delay. As soon as I began to meditate upon the lotus feet of the personality of God and in my heart, my mind became transformed in transcendental love, bhav, bhava nirjita, chetasa. My chetana, my mind, my consciousness. Tears rolled down my eyes, and without delay, the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna appeared on the lotus of my heart. The word bhava, this stage, bhava stage is attained after one has transcendental affection for the Lord. The initial stage is shraddha, or a liking for the Supreme Lord. And in order to increase that liking, one has to associate with pure devotees of the Lord. The third stage is to practice the rules and regulations of devotional service. That means bhajana kriya. This will dissipate all sorts of misgivings and remove all personal deficiencies that hamper progress in devotional service. This is Prabhupada's way of saying anartha nivritti. Anartha nivritti means dissipate all sorts of misgivings, doubts, confusions, fears, and remove all personal deficiencies that hamper progress in devotional service. It's a very interesting definition of anartha nivritti. When all misgivings and personal deficiencies are removed, there is standard faith in transcendental matter. It's called nishtha. Mm-hmm. Prabhupada's translating nishtha as standard faith in transcendental matter. This stage leads to attraction. Standard faith in transcendental matter, and the taste for it increases in greater proportion. That's very nice. The taste for it increases in greater proportion. That's ruchi. This stage of ruchi, increased taste, leads to attraction. That's asakti, attachment or attraction. And after this, there is bhava, or the prior stage of unalloyed love for God. All the above different stages are but different stages of development of transcendental love. Being so surcharged with transcendental love, there comes a strong feeling of separation, which leads to 8 different kinds of ecstasies, ashta sattvic bhavs. Tears from the eyes of a devotee is an automatic reaction, and because Sri Narada Muni in his previous birth had attained that stage, very quickly after his departure from home, it's quite possible for him to perceive the actual presence of the Lord, which he tangibly experienced by the developed spiritual senses without material tinge. Very wonderful purports. So it's probably indicating that he had, from his previous life, he was extremely advanced. That's why he got a 4-month refresher course during Chaturmasya with the great devotees, and that was sufficient for him to feel separation. Prabhupada's indicating these tears in this verse number 16, in chapter 6 of Canto 1, is saying, Autkantyashru kalakshasya, aksha, eyes. That in separation one becomes very eager. I want to separate it from God. And one knows, he knows of God, and he's aware that God is in my heart, and he's everywhere. And then he develops his feelings for the Lord and his knowledge of God, and he becomes very much feeling separated because he hasn't seen him. He wants to see him, and in that separation, he may cry in separation. He becomes very eager. Eager for what? Eager to see that person he's heard so much about. Eager to see that person he's glorified so much and prayed to so much and felt so much reciprocation from in his prayers and in his life. He becomes very, very utkanta, very, very eager. And that eagerness melts the heart, and as the heart melts, he develops a mood of purvarag, or intense prior love before meeting. This purvarag is like a purvaraga vas of the actual purvarag in the spiritual world, which is a type of separation between the parishads and the Lord, premashraya and premvishaya. But it's as a sadhaka, he develops this intense separation where he knows this Lord, he's learned about this Lord, the tattvas, he's prayed to the Lord, he's seen the forms of the Lord, the archamurtis of the Lord, he's visited the Lord's abode, he's thought constantly of the Lord and heard constantly about the Lord. And now he feels there's something missing in his life, something is empty in his life, and that emptiness is that yugayitam nameshina chakshusha pravishayitam, that I must see the Lord. Where is this Lord? I have to see the Lord. I can't live without seeing the Lord. And he becomes very, very eager. And that eagerness to see the Lord it melts the heart, and different bhavas come. And one of the sattvic bhavas is tears. So Prabhupada is indicating that Narada Muni's tears in separation from the super soul or from the Lord of the heart whom he was meditating on, those tears indicate his sattvic bhavas, which means he had approached the threshold of prema. Shivigrahara dana nityananda shingaratana mandira marjanandu yutasya bhaktams chanina. What does it say? We say Mahaprabhu kirtana nitya gita viditramadya manasarasena romancha kampa sutaranga bhajo. That the guru, he's engaged in Mahaprabhu kirtan, he's glorifying Mahaprabhu's sankirtan. Mahaprabhu sankirtan means gopi kirtan, means gopi git. The gopis crying in separation from Krishna in chapter 31 of the Bhagavatam. This is gopi git, gopi kirtan. Mahaprabhu kirtan anita gita. And he's dancing in the ecstasy of that inner rising of ecstasy in his heart, makes his legs dance. This is Mahabhav. Mahaprabhu kirtan anita gita vaditra madhyan manasora sena. And in his mind he's relishing different rasas, different flavors of bhakti ras, and consequently feeling intense separation from Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan, and Mahaprabhu's Rasaraj Mahabha, Radharani and Krishna. Then he starts crying, and his hair stands up on end, and he feels quivering in his body, trembling in his body. Romancha Kampa, Ashu, Taranga Bhajo. Taranga Bhajo, and these come in waves, like Taranga, they come in waves due to his bhajan. So Narada Muni, he's experiencing Bhav. He's meditating on the Lord in this verse, and then he's Bhava Nirjachetasaha, and he's seeing the Lord. Then the next verse he explains, oh Vyasadev, Premati Bhara Nirvana, Pulak Ango Tinivrita, Ananda Samplave Lino, Napashyam Ubayam Mune. Oh Vyasadeva, at that time being exceedingly overpowered by feelings of happiness, every part of my body became separately enlivened. Being absorbed in an ocean of ecstasy, I could not see both myself and the Lord. So now it says Prem Atibhara Nirvana. So Nirvana means, now the previous verse was Bhav. And separation, because Bhav often, this Bhava, Asakti Bhava and Prema. So Bhava prefers the state of Bhava, development of devotion to the goal of Krishna Prem, Prema Pumarta Mahan. The development of Bhava, this is a separation mode. This is separation stage. One feels intense separation, and Prema, there's meeting. So he's crying, and then the next verse, first he's describing his own progression. He's saying Bhava. I was doing meditation, I was wandering, I was doing my sadhana, I was doing my meditation, I was following the Shruti, what I had heard from the gurus. chanting my mantra, meditating, that I came to the state of bhava, became transformed, feeling separation, crying, and eagerness. Then I went immediately, because bhava immediately follows prema very fast. I came to prema, and it was not an ordinary prema, it was atibhara, heavily laden, heavy prema, atibhara. Pulaka, feeling anga pulaka, this is the hair standing in and all over my body. And ati nivrita, overwhelmed, ananda, samplave. Samplave means ocean, lina means absorbed. Actually, samplave means to be submerged, samplave. I was submerged in this bliss. Ananda samplave means I was submerged in bliss, basically. I was drowning in bliss in every part of my body. And napashyam, ubayam mune, I couldn't see anything. Love is blind. Love made me blind. And I saw the Lord, I lost all contact. Oh, Vyasadeva, at that time, I became so overpowered by feelings of happiness, ananda, bliss, loving bliss, premananda. Every part of my body became separately enlivened, being absorbed in the ocean of ecstasy, ananda samplave. I couldn't see myself or the Lord. So spiritual feelings of happiness and intense ecstasies have no mundane comparison. Therefore, it is very difficult to give expression to such feelings. We can just have a glimpse of such ecstasy in the words of Sri Narada Muni. Each and every part of the body or senses has its particular function. After seeing the Lord, all the senses become fully awakened to render service unto the Lord, because in the liberated state, the senses are fully efficient in serving the Lord. As such, in that transcendental ecstasy, it so happened, the senses became separately enlivened to serve the Lord. This being so, Narada Muni lost himself in seeing both himself and the Lord simultaneously. It's a really beautiful exchange. So it's really very intimate. He's saying, listen, I became sadhana siddhi. Of course, ultimately it's kripa siddhi because those Mahabhagavas blessed him. And his mercy from his previous life, his guru in his previous life, and his previous sadhana. So ultimately everything's kripa siddhi, but the progression appears to be sadhana siddhi. I did my sadhana, I rose through the states of bhava, then I came to prema, so I attained perfection. So this is perfection. So then Vyasadeva can get encouraged, and we can all get encouraged because we're the readers of Bhagavatam. We're just beginning the Bhagavatam. We've only crossed over 6 chapters, and we're hearing about the life story of Narada Muni to drive us on, to egg us on, to push us on, to encourage us. That, oh yes, you became perfect by sadhana, and you served devotees, and you heard from devotees. I'm also serving devotees, and I'm also hearing from devotees and serving them. So by chance, I can also become perfect. I can also rise in the platform of Nishta and Bhava and Prema. This I can hope for. And I can also pray to Narada Muni. Oh, you did it. You made it. It's like you go to school, you meet somebody, sometimes the toppers and the graduates that come back to the school. They said, yes, I went to the school, now I'm working for IBM in Gurgaon. I'm getting 3 lakhs a year in computer programming. They come back and they give pep talks to the students to show the glories of the school and then encourage people to keep pushing on through all these useless subjects. Yes, you too can get a job like me. Of course, 10,000 people graduate from that college. Only one guy got a job. The other 9,000 are driving taxis. But nevertheless, they get encouraged or bewildered or whatever. But we can all have the same success. And Bhagavatam guarantees this. This is not an empty scripture. Pratyaksha bhagavam dharmyam. This dharma is pratyaksha. It's realized, perceived, attainable. Within reach of everyone. So Narada Muni is a classic example of someone who made it. He made it. He attained perfection. He did it. I can do it also. And he's not an adult who has a PhD or an MA or an MBA or anything. He's just a kid with no mother and father. Doesn't even have a family. They all, mother, father died before he was born. Mother has died of a snake bite. So he's just a kid. So anybody can attain a perfection. You don't have to wait for 60,000 years of meditation, like Ashtanga Yoga or Vishwamitra Muni. He meditated so long and he still didn't make it. Narada Muni is a young child, but by Bhakti Bhajan, by Bhagavat Bhajan and Bhakti Bhajan, he attained perfection. So there's great hope here and great encouragement in the story of Narada Muni. Rupam Bhagavato Yattan, this is verse 18. Rupam Bhagavato Yattan Mana Kantam Shuchapaham Apashyan Sahas Sahasotaste Vaiklavya Dharmana Iva. The transcendental form of the Lord, as it is, satisfies the mind's desire and at once erases all mental incongruities. Upon losing that form, I suddenly got up, being perturbed as usual when one loses that which is desirable. So he had attained $1 million and was in his hand. He was looking at it and smelling the gold and running it through his fingers. And next minute he turned around and it was gone. Somebody snatched it. So he attained the greatest of all treasures, Sakshat Darshan. He attained Sakshat Darshan of Bhagavan Hari, Chaturbhuj Narayan. But then he lost it. He had the greatest fortune, the greatest treasure in his eyes, in his heart, Mahanidhi. And then, blink of an eye, he saw, in a blink of an eye, he was lost.